Welcome back to another episode of SYD Life. I'm Charlotte and I'm here with Alex.
Hello.
And we are excited to be back for another episode.
Mm-hmm.
Today we are talking about communicating our expectations to others, the anxiety that surrounds that, how, why, what, everything involved. And it's going to be great. So stick around, tune in. It's going to be a fun episode.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into it.
Yes.
Taylor Swift was in Sydney.
Yes.
She was.
Uh-huh.
Cute bracelet.
Thank you. Charlotte, if you're listening, got me a, I believe they're called friendship bracelets.
Yes, are friendship bracelets. It's just an R after that B.
Sorry. Wow. Okay, shots are fired early in this episode. Friendship bracelets. This one's a really bad one, but it says Chance the Rapper, which is a throwback to a previous episode and one of my favorite rappers, Chance the Rapper. Yeah.
Chance the Rapper.
So thank you, it's very kind. Yeah. I'm never going to trade it. Because no one will want it.
You know what? I think that my eyesight has gotten worse because I was sitting in the dark while my family were watching TV last night, putting the tiny beads on, and I got a headache and it was hard. But
Okay, so sorry. Thank you so much for the effort you went to for this. I love this bracelet.
I hate that laugh. It's so cruel.
Yeah, I'm a cruel person.
But yeah. So yeah, Taylor Swift was in Sydney.
So good.
On Saturday, I went tailgating, which is...
I can imagine what this is. Go on.
Tailgating, but for a Taylor Swift concert.
Cool.
So fun.
Yeah, nice.
Absolutely 100% worth the petrol money, getting there,
so
parking.
So that's you just sitting out the side of the stadium listening to music?
Yes.
Okay.
But no regrets.
Are there barbecues?
Barbecues, no. For,
like in tailgates? No?
No.
No, just dances.
Just dancing, just like screaming your heart out because
Love
she
it.
Does the surprise song segment.
Ah, yes.
So pretty much like the only, no, it's not the only reason, but a major, a great thing about it. What's the word when it's like a draw card?
Draw card,
A major draw card of it is the surprise
songs. Nice.
Actually, you know what I just remembered? Yeah. A few episodes back at the end of last year, we did an episode where we talked about what to do after you graduate school and we had someone on called Megan Gilbert. Mm-hmm. I'm getting there. And we asked them what their number one surprise song would be. She said her number one surprise song would be the song Exile with Bon Iver, who I would assume you like.
I like Bon Iver, yeah.
Yeah, do you know the song he has with Taylor Swift?
I kind of, yeah.
She was at the show on Sunday night and they played Exile.
That's awesome.
So basically Taylor Swift listened to this podcast.
Nice,
yeah.
We've
so
got
hey,
that
Taylor.
Much reach.
Hey!
Yeah.
Job's done.
Yeah, yes.
So yeah, everyone should go listen to that past episode where we talked about that.
Someone asked, hey, they listened to the podcast episode and thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, just love how you and I interact, love the vibes. And they asked, oh, are you guys friends?
Yeah.
And
we're friends.
After the episode, well, no, I thought that we were.
Oh, no.
I thought that we were. And I was like, yeah, we're friends. And so the other day we were chatting at church and I was excited to see you and I was coming over to have a chat. And just chatting to you about stuff like, you know, kind of like we do here, just having a laugh. And then just as I was talking, just maybe had a pause in a sentence or kind of had a stop, maybe your turn to talk, maybe your turn to interact. And you just went, all right. As in like, all right, that's it. That's done. Move on, mate. I don't know what you're doing here. I'm done with this. Move on. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Are we friends? I don't know because I got given the all right. It really is a humbling experience.
Like, it's a bit of a power move, isn't it?
It's a great one.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm done. Move on, mate.
Yeah.
So are we friends? Kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I just guess I don't really have an excuse.
Yeah. Okay.
I can. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Okay. No excuse. So that's it. Just the all right. There's no apology. No explanation.
I did apologize.
On. Oh, did you?
Because you grabbed someone, brought them in.
And tell them what you did. Yeah. I gave immediate
over
judgment.
Over and over again.
Yeah, that was me trying to get some power back.
I just had to avoid you for the rest of the night because I knew that we were going to have the same conversation.
I even got Felicity.
She messaged me.
She wasn't even there.
In the middle of the evening. And I was like, oh my gosh. You know what I thought? I thought she'd be on my side.
Yeah, I was glad that she was on mine. Yeah.
I guess you're married.
Yeah.
You'd have a child together and all that.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been married? Side note.
I don't know. That was a question without notice. 7 to 8 years.
7 to 8 years. So 7 or 8.
I don't remember. June 4th.
What year?
June 4th.
Wow.
I think 2016. So 8 years? 7 years. I don't know.
I was in.
Yeah. Don't. We're not doing that again.
You're 7.
Yeah. So cool. You're so young.
So young, so hip, so fresh. All right.
Shall we get into it?
Shall we get into it?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
We're talking about communicating expectations to other people.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of how we can do that.
Yeah.
Why we should.
Yeah.
And just kind of that anxiety around it, kind of, so, you know, maybe we avoid it.
Yeah.
Maybe we do it poorly. Maybe we're really good and we're just here to see how much we know about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, just kind of that anxiety around it and how to maybe not feel so stressed, or that if it should be something that stresses us out at all.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So the approaching of those conversations and asserting what's important to you and what your values are, and communicating your expectations can cause a lot of people anxiety, a lot of fear. And we're going to speak into that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please. Great. Please do.
Well, we've got some questions and we're always looking for more. So feel free to comment or send us a message on some questions you'd like to see discussed. And someone was talking about communicating expectations without feeling too formal or like it's a serious talk.
Yeah.
And then also in conjunction with that, how to be assertive in a healthy way. So you're not passive aggressive and you're not overly aggressive, which is... you know, the passive aggressive is not great. Overly aggressive, not awesome either. I'm probably more overly aggressive. I always like to blame the red hair for that. But there's probably childhood trauma involved in there as well.
Ears.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys. Yeah, that's aggressive.
Headphone warning.
Firstly, here's some thoughts I've had. So the first thought I had is kind of channeling Dr. Henry Cloud. He's written a book called Boundaries. And really realizing when you're communicating expectations, or when you're talking with someone, you want to assert what's valuable to you and how you see this relationship, friendship, whatever it is going, is that you do have agency. What I mean by that is that you have the opportunity to choose here. You're not trapped. You're not stuck. You're not being controlled. You are not helpless. Mm. Henry Cloud says, you are ridiculously in charge. You have so much ability to change this. You're ridiculously in charge. Yeah. It's not like you just have some agency. No, it's like you have so much agency in this situation.
Yeah.
You can choose what you're going to say. You can choose what you value. You can choose what you share. So you're not stuck. Mm. You're not trapped. Sometimes when we feel stuck or trapped, we might get passive aggressive because we don't feel like we can get our expectations communicated in another way. And so we do things that are passive aggressive, and probably things we're not proud of and we wouldn't do if we were in our healthier state. Or we feel the opposite, where it's like we get into this fight or flight mode. Yeah. We're kind of scared or frustrated or so angry, or our emotions are just escalating out of control, that we just kind of go overly aggressive, as if they're the only two options. We either avoid it or we go crazy and nuts and with a lot of emotion into it. But actually, you're ridiculously in charge.
Yeah.
You have a lot of agency here.
Yeah. Can I just ask, when you mean agency?
Yes.
Do you mean like responsibility? Like real estate,
marketing? No. Agency?
Yeah.
No, apologies. You asked about agency. I was just trying to crack a joke in there. Didn't land. Move on.
Oh, real estate agency.
It's all good, Charlotte. I apologize.
Oh, agent.
No, agency. When I say agency, I mean the ability to choose. You've got not quite autonomy. Think more autonomy, like autonomy. You're autonomous, you can do what you want. But agency is more like, no, you can't do whatever you want, but you have a lot of freedom to choose within the constraints that you have.
Yeah, totally. Right? Yeah. I'm following.
Yes.
Great. Cool. Thanks. Yeah,
no worries.
Yeah, totally. That's a good point. And I think with what I've encountered, because I'm like... totally been there.
Yeah.
In the like avoiding, because it's just like, I don't know how to respond to this.
Yes.
And it's just like, I don't want things to get awkward, but just like coming from a position of like, I care about this relationship.
Yeah.
I care about this. Yeah. This friendship or whatever it is, so much that like, I want it to be as healthy as it can be. Mm-hmm. So just having like almost like a conviction of like, we need to have this conversation. Because I care about it.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't want to lose it just because we can't talk about things.
Yeah.
Like, that's so sad.
So your motivation is, and you can correct this if I've like your motivation is I actually really care about this relationship. Mm. So I'm going to communicate the expectations, the things that are important to me.
Yeah. 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 Cause you never want things to be lost when they can be so easily fixed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Mm. That's kind of similar to, this book called Crucial Conversations. Mm. And I think it's Kerry Patterson. There's a bunch of authors in it and it talks about, telling yourself a different story, that we actually tell ourselves all sorts of stories.
Yeah.
When we're in difficult situations, when we're in conflict, and those stories just simply may not be true.
Yeah.
Because we haven't given the other person the opportunity to correct it.
Yeah.
Or we're just telling ourselves that, like what I mentioned before, that we're helpless, that we're doomed, that this is permanent. But if you start to tell yourself a different story, like the one you're saying, I really care about this relationship. Yeah. I really care about this person.
Yeah.
So they're important to me. So I'm going to tell them what's important to me as well. I want to bring them in on the trust journey.
Mm.
And so it's part of how we get through this. How do we not make it too serious? How do we not become passive aggressive or overly aggressive? Tell yourself a different story.
Totally.
Tell yourself a story of, no, I really care about this person. I'm going to address it.
Mm.
Or I really care about us having a healthy, functioning relationship. So I'm going to share the things that are important to me and I'm going to hear what's important to you as well.
Totally.
And then it doesn't have to be too formal, too serious. You can do it in lots of different ways.
Yeah.
Just before this podcast started recording, we had a crucial conversation.
We did.
We addressed, I like to call it narratives.
Yeah.
But like we talked about what's going on in our head and we can just talk through. It gives you the opportunity to have your story corrected.
Yeah.
But it also means you don't have to sit on it and stew on it. You can just get it done. You can
totally. Yeah.
Communication of your expectations can be clear and then there's no more tension.
Yeah. It's a good book too.
Great book, Crucial Conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've read it?
I've read it. I'm reading it.
Oh, because like you asked me for a recommendation about like this kind of stuff a few months ago and I recommended that book to you.
Yeah.
And you marked it. To read, it's, oh, reading, it's, reading it's on Goodreads.
Still current in my currently reading thing on Goodreads.
Gotcha.
I think it was like maybe September last
year. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Just taking it nice and slow, just really
you know
every
what
single
it was?
Word is important.
Literally started reading that book and then a week later I was in two book clubs.
Yeah.
And so it kind of got pushed aside.
Yeah.
But what I've
read. Which means there's just lots of conflict waiting for. But you read some good books.
Yeah, read some great books. Yeah. You didn't read all of them though.
No. I'm no longer in that book club.
Something to add to what you were just saying.
Yes.
Is, I guess, because I feel like for me, it just is annoying when things feel awkward and things feel uncomfortable. And so when things like feel too formal or how to assert ourselves well, like do you think that there's ever a time where it can not be uncomfortable or do we always just kind of have to grit our teeth through it and deal?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can only have my perspective.
Yeah.
You hear yours.
Yeah.
I think what's wrong with it being uncomfortable? Important things cost something.
Yeah.
It costs. Yeah. There's a risk. Or this could be difficult. My feelings might get hurt. Their feelings might get hurt. But we might get through it.
Yeah.
We're not going to get progress without doing difficult things.
Yes, true.
I always refer to it as being like eating your veggies, which you love veggies, but most people are like get the analogy of like. Okay, veggies are good, but they really eat them to be healthy and it's important to eat them.
Mm.
Relationships are important and so therefore sometimes you've got to eat your veggies and have those difficult... It's just going to be uncomfortable. It's okay. Yeah. That we don't want to avoid discomfort, otherwise we don't grow.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't want to.
No. No, it's true. I feel like in the age that I'm in, it's been a learning curve because when you're like a little kid...
Yeah.
Everything's just fine.
Yeah.
But then it comes to a point where it's like, I've got to start confronting the things that I have been avoiding for the last few years.
Yeah.
And it's, from what I've experienced, it's always awkward. It's always uncomfortable, but it's usually worth it.
Yeah.
Usually.
What's your hit rate? Worth it versus not worth it? Like ratio percentage?
Like, I don't know how to like communicate in ratios.
Okay. General feel. What about traffic lights? Green, yellow, red. Is it green? Is it green?
I remember the ratio topic in maths and just like slowly.
Oh, sure. What about percentage?
Everything went black. I'd say it's always worth it.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Maybe like once it's been like, shouldn't have done this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
But again, so I feel like I haven't had enough of, had enough of those conversations to have a good ratio.
Sure.
In that kind of navigating conflict area, another thing that people wanted us to talk about was kind of when, I guess, our expectations are being met, how to navigate that in like friends, families, yeah. relationships. I feel like family is a big one.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like we're always with them.
Sure.
I mean.
Well, you are.
Yeah, yeah. I still live at home. But, you know, families, yeah. all of the above. Yeah, just like that. Because it can be so frustrating, but it can also just be like, just so sad. It's like, why don't you get this?
Sure.
But maybe we haven't communicated. But anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Nice. I have a thought on this.
Please.
This is from the book. So spoiler alert for you in Crucial Conversation. Carrie Patterson, they writes like this. The first time something happens, it's an incident. The second time it happens, it might be a coincidence. The third time it happens, it's a pattern.
Yeah.
And so when do we start having these conversations? When they're a pattern.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's going to be cases where we need to address things that happen immediately, but sometimes people have just made a mistake. They've had an off day. Things aren't working. It's an instance. If it happens regularly, okay, once, more than once, maybe twice or three times, coincidence. Okay. Mm. All right. This is on the verge of becoming a pattern. Maybe I'll just see how this pans out. And then if it's happened a fourth time or ongoing, you've got a pattern. And that can be, that can immediately start to clear up, well, what do I need to have real conversations about and communicate expectations on? It's when there's patterns that are affecting things that are valuable to me.
Yeah. And I think the thought I had also was just that knowing that, like, we're learning.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be perfect.
Perfect. No. Yeah. It's never going to be perfect.
Totally. So, like, even just say, well, you need to have a conversation with someone about something, but just almost, like, getting out in the open, like, this, like, I'm learning to communicate well.
So good.
Like,
yeah, no, it's just being open
like,
and honest about it. I know you are too.
Yeah. Like, I know I've said that to my friends. We've said that, like,
cool.
If there's been a situation, it's like, sorry, I should have done that a lot better.
Yeah,
like,
nice.
I didn't mean to.
Oh,
and just, like, knowing that, like, it's a work in progress, but wanting to get better is also important in that, not just having that as an excuse.
Exactly. Like, not letting, oh, I'm not going to do it perfect be the reason you don't do it at all.
Yeah.
And it's okay to say sorry. It's a great habit to have.
Yeah.
I had a thought, one that's been working for me because I'm more confrontational.
Mm. Really?
Yes. I have to tone it down.
Mm.
And so one thing that's really helped me is because I could just say it directly, I'm just going to let you know this is what I think, this is how I think it should be. And for me, that's actually okay. I don't mind if someone does that back to me either. Mm. One way that's been really working for me, which is similar to the stories idea, is I let them in on a narrative that I've built in my head.
Yeah.
So I take responsibility for it being wrong. So I might say something, hey, here's a narrative in my head and you can correct it. You let me know where I've got this wrong. And so you're actually, what you're saying there is you're not telling the person they're doing it wrong. You're saying how you're interpreting it. And most people, especially if they're people you consider valuable, they don't want you to be thinking that.
Yeah.
And so they get an opportunity to recraft the narrative in your mind and go, it's actually not like that. I didn't mean that. When I said that, I was thinking about something else, or I didn't even think that what I did there would impact you. Or yes, I did. And I'm just really sorry.
Yeah.
Like, your narrative might be true, but usually there's your biases and your filter and your personality and your insecurities are informing how you've interpreted that event or that pattern.
Yeah.
And so I found it really helpful because then the next step is trusting the person that's saying, hey, that's not actually how I see it.
Yeah, trusting
okay,
them
I'm gonna
to
trust
respond.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to trust you that you didn't mean it like that and we can move forward from here. And there's still actions of like, how do we work together on having these expectations, these different personality types, these different values, because we're all very different.
Mm.
We can still have that conversation of how we're going to work together, but you don't need to come at it with a, this is what you're doing wrong, or this you or assuming their intent. This is where a narrative is really important.
Totally.
If someone, you know, if I'm managing someone in my work and I go, hey, when you did this, it made me, the narrative I have in my head is that you're not listening to me.
Mm.
I don't know if that's true, but that's how I feel at the moment. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
And then they get the opportunity to say, hey, I am listening.
Yeah. It's like the age old tip that your teachers would tell you when you're fighting with your kindy best friend.
Yeah.
Like, just say how you, I feel this.
Yeah. Nice.
And then, not to limit you to that.
I didn't. I'm so far from kindergarten, I couldn't remember that. Do you want to break that down?
Well, I just remember when there was not even just as a kid, but if there was ever, the advice I always got, if there was ever any conflict, was to be just share how like use the I statements, like
got you.
I felt this yeah. way instead of like you did this.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
It's
yeah.
always a good.
Isn't it funny how quickly we depart from that? Yeah. We teach 5-year-olds that
literally,
and then we get to adulthood and we just boom, depart yeah. from that.
I know. It's like the most important time.
Yeah. That person who cut in front of me in traffic, they meant it.
Yeah. Well, that's they different. Wanted
it because is, they did. Right. They did mean it.
They
yeah.
did mean that.
Thank you for being on my side for once. All right.
yeah. Yeah. Something that I wanted to talk about because
yes.
I spiral.
Yeah. 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 And last episode we talked about the spiral girls.
Spiral yeah. girls. I think something that I know I struggle with, and to bring back the spiral girls, I'd say a lot of us also
struggle with.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of the like, you're in a situation where I want to communicate an expectation I have,
yes,
but I don't even know what I'm trying to communicate. So then how yeah. do I like help?
yeah.
So just like, I feel like I don't feel like I know myself well enough.
Yeah.
But I know I need to, something needs to change.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that like getting stuck.
The analysis paralysis, the yeah. spiral girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
The hurricane sound. so yeah, if we feel like we don't have enough to like looking yeah. inward and communicate, what do we do?
Yes. Wow. Well, great question.
From your perspective.
From my perspective.
Yeah.
On like, you're asking like, okay, we don't feel, what you're asking, we don't know what we think, or we don't know
yeah.
if we're right, or we don't know how it's going to go. What's the blockage in?
I think that like, we don't know, almost like that we're so stuck in not knowing
yeah.
if it will work or if it will, if it's just something that we feel personally
yeah.
that it's like, how do I communicate this if I'm not sold out on it?
Yeah.
How do I?
Yeah. Great question. Can I ask another question? Why yeah. do you need to be sold out and fully convinced of what you think before sharing? What's the,
I guess so that we don't communicate something that we don't want to communicate.
Yeah. yeah.
Or like, so that we, but then I guess
it's like a tightrope that like that yeah. approach is like, I've been there too. Like, I would used to distill arguments, like really get it right.
Yeah.
But if it creates so much pressure, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you've got to be completely right and
yeah.
completely true and authentic all the time. Oh man, we're all works in progress, aren't we? We're all trying to grow and develop and try and do our best. And so sometimes it's just not going to get it right.
Yeah, it's true.
You can bounce back. The most relationships can bounce back if there's trust. If you're able to help someone feel.
It's the trust thing, hey. Yeah, totally.
Tell me, how, question without notice for you.
Yeah.
What have you found to be effective ways of building trust with people when you're communicating your expectations?
Oh. I was literally going to be like, just trust them.
yeah, something goes on there though. What is it?
Yeah, yeah. I think I find when I like know someone well,
yeah,
I find that comes easier or like, I don't know. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like being sure that they're almost having the narrative.
Yeah. Correct.
That they're, that they have good intentions.
Yeah.
And
cool.
just like choosing
yeah,
to be like,
it. Cool.
Let's not have, yeah, the worst in mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're assuming positive intent.
Yeah.
You're assuming really with trust. You're assuming that they're not out to get you. Mm. They're not out to actually hurt you.
Yeah.
There's another story at play.
Totally.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. I again, Crucial Conversations talks about shared concern and shared purpose. That's how we build trust. So like helping each other know that you have a shared purpose. We're going to work on this together, whatever it is. It's our relationship, our work, whatever it is. But then we have a shared concern, right? So that it's a shared respect. Like there's a mutual respect with one another. I actually do respect you. That's why I'm trusting you. That's why I'm sharing this, because I respect you and helping people building trust by helping people realize, oh, this person respects me. And they're also we have a mutual purpose and mutual respect. So we have a mutual purpose, like, oh, we're working towards a goal, whether it's a great relationship or a relationship with less animosity or a relationship with more buoyancy, or if it's work, whatever it is, that we're on the same page. We're actually for each other. And then also it's a shared concern of, oh, but they actually care about how this impacts me. They're not just out for their gain.
Yeah.
I think Stephen Covey in Seven Habits for Highly Effective People talks about getting a win-win. Yeah. That's how we build trust. Hey, yeah. How are we both going to win in the situation? Mm. That might mean I lose something elsewhere, but we're both going to get the win that we want. Yeah. I find that goes a long way to building trust.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. That's a good point. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Yeah. I guess it kind of comes back to, I don't know if we were talking about it last week or if we were just talking about it or if something else.
Before you said all right.
Yeah, when we spoke to each other extracurricularly.
Yeah.
In our extracurricular time.
Let's reduce this friendship to just the 1 hour we record here.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Like we can't control people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel
I do my best, but we cannot. I work really hard.
I feel like the thing that I've have to tell myself is the like I'm coming at this with good intentions.
Yes.
And like I can't, like the other person will be too, but it's just like you can't go into conversations about stuff being like, this is how I want them to respond.
Yes. Yeah. So I feel that's good.
That is something that I always have to remind myself of because it'd be useful if I could.
Yeah. But they didn't sign up for whatever your planning was on that.
Yeah.
They have their own feelings. And also we bring our own junk to the situation too.
Yeah.
Blind spots.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're probably thinking the exact same thing.
Yep.
It's always the case, especially in like friends, friendships and relationships. Yeah. Everyone's probably feeling the same way.
Mm.
And so you can trust each other in that way too.
Yeah.
It's like we're in this together.
Yes.
We're in this so that we can pick up where we left off or wherever. Yeah.
Or there could be scenarios where actually maybe this is just not the relationship that's going to work.
Totally.
Once we put in the effort, we just might go different directions.
Yeah.
That's okay too. You can't be friends with everyone for your whole life.
Totally.
Yeah. People grow, people change.
Isn't that crazy?
Totally. Crazy.
Anyway, technology.
Great entry to this question.
It's just
technology.
Out there.
Technology. what's social media.
You know those like you might not see it because you're not on technology. Sorry, you're not on social media. They're like when people make up like year 12 drama things and it's like
no, talk me through it. I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
It's so funny because it's like they're always like group drama assignments are always so dare I say dramatic.
Yes.
And it's like social media. It'll be like spotlights and it's like like mental health, drugs, social media.
No, it's
just like rolling around on the floor. That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, you are. You painted that picture well for me.
Thank
I didn't know where we were going.
I'll find
especially when you started with technology. What I like about our how we work, just a natural flow. Like everything just flows one sentence to the other, one point to the other, and then technology.
I have social media.
What?
You do not.
No.
But you used to.
Yep.
And I'd say you have your finger on the pulse.
Okay. Yeah. That is such a compliment. I don't feel I do, but appreciate that.
I feel like whenever I bring stuff up, you're like, oh yeah, I read about that.
I read the news
article. Yeah. I remember one time you asked about book talk and you're like, oh yeah, I read an article about
it. That was cool. That was a cool moment for me where my news reading intersected with like TikTok.
You know what?
Because I especially have no idea about TikTok. Yeah.
I think that was one of the first like real advances in our friendship.
Yeah.
Because from then on, you used to just yell my name out like across, like the forecourt. And I was like, it's like weird, man.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Some really good shots being fired here. Really good. You're just trying to get back to me for the indoor soccer shoes. I get it.
Yeah, it's my turn.
That's fair. Wow.
I was going to make a separate dig about how your shoelace is not being done, but then I didn't want to.
Did you want to open up for me to discuss my fine motor developmental disorder that can't do up my shoelaces? Is that, now we're getting real personal.
I decided I didn't want to do that. So back to technology.
Yeah, technology.
I'm just going to move right along.
Yeah.
Communicating on social media is such a big thing.
Sure. Yes.
So.
Yeah.
In the time that we have.
Yeah.
I just say avoid it as much as possible.
Okay,
if you need to have a crucial conversation with someone, why are you doing it over text?
Yeah, sure.
If you're trying to, you know, stand up for a cause. Why are you doing it on social media? That would be my opinion being. Sometimes it can't be avoided though, right?
Yeah, sure.
But it's an important thing to like bring to the table in terms of like we live in a world where we're going to be using social media and that's how we're going to be communicating.
Yeah.
And it will probably just get more and more and more so.
Yeah, that's true.
But in terms of like if there's any tips on like how to – but it's just, I don't know, I just feel like it's always going to be like.
You're talking about how to navigate those communicating expectations when a lot of it these days is done
through
technology, through a digital format or whatever, messaging.
Yeah, like is it something that we should try and use or is it just something that's just
going to. I mean, it's easy, isn't it? Yeah. Pull out your phone and send the message or you're there and you can just send it.
Throw it in the river so you don't have to
deal with it.
Don't have to deal with it.
Or do passive aggressive emoji reacts.
Yeah.
Do you say emoji or emoji?
Emoji?
Yeah, I said it right then. I said emoji, right?
Emoji?
That's how I say it.
Emoji?
But I said emoji just before. Emoji.
Emoji?
Yeah, here's my rationale.
Emoji?
Yeah, emoji.
What
the? Here's my rationale because the M-O-J just makes that like modge sound. Modge, like you flatten the O, modge, emoji. I can't think of another example. No, can't think of it. Dojo? No, but I say emoji. But I said emoji before and I was insecure because Fliss was always like, you keep saying emoji wrong.
Wait. Emoji is correct.
I say emoji.
Why? Where did that come from?
I just feel that's how you meant to say it. Because the M-O-J becomes like a modge. But I can't think of another example, though.
Yeah, because there isn't one. Modgy. Are you thinking like modge podge, like that American glue?
No idea what you're talking about.
But
no.
That's M-O-D-G-E.
Emoji.
Emoji is spelled E-M-O-J-I.
Yeah, I'm on the emoji train.
Okay, well, anyway, yeah.
Parents' generation, they like to say okay a lot, don't you reckon? Or thumbs up emoji.
My dad with that damn thumbs up emoji.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I got a, I don't want to throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Really
good. You are ridiculously in charge here right now, Charlotte. Not have to throw your dad under the bus.
I'll tell him exciting news. You know what? Example.
Yeah.
I was in Edinburgh.
He's going under the bus.
No, this is a fine one.
Okay.
I was in Edinburgh, found out that someone in our family was pregnant. It's been announced now, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I go, oh my gosh, Dad.
Yeah.
My cousins are pregnant. He goes.
Yeah, thumbs up. Yeah.
Like not even like a great. Like I'll take anything apart from just a.
Yeah.
It's so bad. My mum does the okay.
You know he doesn't mean that. It's just what he said.
I know.
Oh, I tell you what
I've actually never,
never talked to him about it.
Never thought about him meaning something else than what I thought.
Yeah, no, he definitely doesn't mean I don't care, Charlotte. Just a thumbs up, I don't care.
Yeah.
But you know what? I hope that when I'm your dad's age, that my daughter wants to share exciting news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
That's really cute.
I'm sure she will.
Yeah, I hope so. Let's just go back to technology and answering
technology.
The question that you brought us into before all the drive-bys that you fired at me. Would be the thing about it is, okay, I know it's easy, so we're going to do it. Like, I'm not trying to say, just never send messages over a digital format or medium. But there's just a few things. When it gets really important here, there's a few things you cannot decipher in an online forum. Tone.
Yes.
It's much harder to understand the tone. Yeah. You are not seeing body language.
Yeah.
You're not seeing volume.
Yeah.
I wrote another one down. Oh, immediate reactions. You can filter a lot when it's behind a screen. You
Which
can
I
leave
guess
them
sometimes
on red
kind
for three
of okay,
hours.
But then
it can be good, but it becomes a
–
you can avoid it. You can get away from it rather than, okay, here's an immediate reaction. Oh, we can see – I can see when I said this word to you, like you would have seen when you said I was a weird man yelling that there was a reaction on my face of pain and so you tried to walk it back.
I said that to you, didn't I?
So you could see that and so you didn't correct it. You just let me hang there. But The point being is you get immediate reaction and you can negotiate it and you can navigate and respond. It helps build your emotional intelligence. Mm. When you don't have that opportunity, you're just putting so much more pressure on so much less information.
Mm.
You have way less data, way less emotional data to work with, and you're guessing.
Yeah.
And then you're building narratives in your head and our brains don't typically go to a positive one.
No.
They go to a negative, more dramatic one.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally. That's the thing. It's like, and it depends how I'm feeling. Because I might be having a conversation over message with someone and I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
yeah,
they were being so nice to me.
Yeah.
And I was being so rude back to them.
Totally.
And then you've got a brand new thing and deal with it.
Deal with it. Totally. Yeah. So sometimes it's just worth, getting on.
Totally.
Phone call would be great, but getting in person's always better.
Always better.
Yeah. It's harder.
It's so
but relationships are important. The important things are going to cost us some work.
Yeah,
they're not easy. We're not messaging a customer service support line to get our Uber Eats refunded because some of it was cold. You ever done that?
No.
That's kind of my MO. If my Uber Eats is not hot,
would you?
I'm sending a message. I'm not getting a full refund, but I'm.
Do you self-identify as a Karen?
Oh, mate, I gotta say, you gotta know who you are. I'm a dead set Karen.
I just am like, you so are.
Your generation to call me a Karen.
But the thing
I just call myself a person
probably,
interested in getting what they paid for.
You can get away with it because you're not.
Call me a Karen.
You're not,
Not Karen?
No, you're not Karen.
Get away with it, what do you mean?
I mean.
You mean people's judgment? I don't think I avoid that. I do think I get the Karen rep sometimes.
True, actually.
But tell you what.
I think you can get away with people not calling you a Karen.
Sure.
Even though I just did.
You just did.
But
I'm okay with
it wasn't,
that.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, what I was saying.
What you
was,
were saying.
Okay. I find this remarkable. So you've never reached out to a customer service platform and it's like someone that you don't have a relationship with and you're just sending quick texts because you're not getting what you want or like.
No, I've done that.
You're probably not thinking as much as how your words come across to make them feel. Maybe we should, but we're not thinking it, right?
I so have.
There we go.
When I tried to unsubscribe.
Boom.
I was.
Oh. So you could have been. We could have been nicer, but the point is. You don't really care. That's over. You're trying to. It's a business for them. For you, it's not really a person. You're engaging with a corporate entity.
Mm.
That's not how it is with the relationships that are important to us. We can't just get away with the easy message. We've got to do the work.
Yeah.
It just takes work. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
The important things are worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's so true.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Back on my side, are you?
Just for now, yeah. I mean, like, I guess, I don't know. It's the tension of, I need to have this conversation, but I can't meet with them in person right now. So I guess you just kind of have to wait.
Yeah, find a time to do if you can.
And it
just depends. Sometimes you can get it done really quick on a message. But
But
I do think it's important that we don't reduce everything to... To the phone.
Ain't that just the truth?
Thank you so much, Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte, let's talk. We wanted to do a new segment on our show where we kind of distill maybe one thing that we think's really, we'd love for people to either take away or digest or think about, or maybe it's just something that we really feel as in discussion on this topic.
Mm.
We'd like you to hear what we think on this one thing, which I think is really important. So,
there's a One Direction song called One Thing?
I did not.
Just wanted to drop them
I did not. Thank you for the pop culture reference. Yeah.
Anyway, what's your one thing?
No, I did that build up to ask you what your one thing is. Okay? All right? Do you know I watched a video the other day?
Mm.
Okay, can I say, you know how I'm not on social media?
Yeah.
Occasionally, I'm on YouTube just to watch my podcast. YouTube short might pop up and then I get distracted. I hate that part, but that's my thing to avoid. Yeah. And it was this one. It was really funny about, it was a joke. It was a Sydney comedy company and they were doing bits and they do a bit where it's like, hey, tell a joke about like, something you'll never hear on a, you'll never hear a straight white man say.
Oh.
and it was in the person doing it, I'm going to butcher this, but
yeah.
The person doing it was like in the context of a podcast and the guy was like, it's a guy and a girl on a podcast. And this is what you'll never hear a straight white man say. Enough about what I think. What do you think? I've been hit. They got me. Anyway, enough about what I think. What do you think?
My one thing is to have grace for yourself.
Like it.
And to know that you're learning,
mm-hmm.
you're always going to get better each time
cool.
as we're communicating effectively. We'll get more and more effective at it.
Nice.
But just having grace for yourself, your grace for other people,
mm-hmm.
and just coming at it from that perspective of like, we're learning. That's
yeah,
my
great.
One
nice.
Thing.
Yeah. To compassion take away. And grace for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're learning.
Yeah.
Love it.
What's yours?
I thought you'd never ask.
Hey, enough about me.
Finally. Tired of hearing about Taylor Swift. Okay, so mine would be in order to communicate expectations effectively,
mm-hmm.
you are going to need to be assertive at times. You're going to need to put yourself in a position where you are communicating mm-hmm. and saying what you think and maybe disagreeing. You're going to need to be assertive.
Yeah.
And my encouragement would be this. You can do this. You can be assertive.
Mm-hmm.
You can become assertive. And you probably need at least four ingredients. And here are my four ingredients to help you on
hello.
This. Yes, a little recipe
nice.
To assertiveness. You need a belief. Mm-hmm. First one is you need a belief. You need to have an identity. Like what Henry Cloud talked about again, I'm ridiculously in charge. I believe I have agency in this situation. I can choose a different path. I can choose the discomfort. I can choose the important, crucial conversation. Have that belief. Then an action. Mm-hmm. So once you've got that belief, this is what you will do to demonstrate assertiveness. I'm going to have that call. I'm going to initiate that coffee. I'm going to call that person. I'm going to share them, let them know what I'm feeling, whatever it is. You're going to have a belief and then an action.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a, and this is relating to what we're talking about, discomfort. It's a discipline.
Mm.
To have crucial conversations. Thank you so much for that. It's a discipline. It's the commitment to do it when it's hard.
Yeah.
Important things are worth the hard work.
Yeah.
So once you've got belief, action, you need a discipline. And then you need it to be a habit. Great book yeah. I love on this is Atomic Habits. So obviously a bestseller, fantastic.
Yeah.
Which is repeating until your actions become your internal reputation. So internal reputation is like, oh, this is who I am now. Like I don't need an encouragement to go and have a difficult conversation or communicate expectations with someone. I've done it so much that my brain's like, this is what we do.
Yeah.
This habit is reinforcing the identity. This habit is reinforcing I have agency. This habit is reinforcing I'm ridiculously in charge.
Mm.
So get your belief, believe that you can be assertive, act on that assertiveness, make it a discipline, and then make it a habit so that it becomes your internal reputation. You can do this. Your relationships are worth it. You've got it in you. And like you were saying, you're learning.
Totally.
You're not going to get it perfect, but you can have grace for yourself.
Yeah. I love that.
Thank you.
So good. Do you know what I want to do now?
Yeah, what?
Is
technology. That was a smoother transition than your last one. That's good.
Still not very good.
No, it was good. Yeah. Hey. Enough about what I think.
So
what
if,
do you think?
If people weren't aware,
we're
not the same age.
You've made it abundantly aware when you call me a man. I hate it when you refer to me as a man, when you refer to my friends as a man. Who's that man? That's like what a five-year-old says to like their dad. Like that's how old you view me.
I'm so sorry. Anyway.
You're not sorry.
It's true. I want to see if you can guess what this like. It's very Gen Z slang.
Okay.
So the word, what I want to talk about is this thing called Delulu.
Already don't know. It's going to be fun. Okay. Yeah.
Just straight off the back, what do you think of me?
Delulu. Okay. Immediately my brain went to Lululemon.
Okay. I mean, so, I see how you got there.
Yeah. So that was just a word association. Delulu. Yep. No idea. I'm thinking activewear.
The etymology.
Come on, she's got the big words. Let's go.
It's delusional. So
was I meant to guess? Was that the thing I was meant to guess?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have put one more effort in. I thought I was just being shaped up. Okay.
No.
Okay,
so,
delusional.
So it's this thing that our generation, my generation.
Yeah. So young.
is doing at the moment where we will be so convinced of something so delusional that
right,
and it's just it okay. becomes such a state of mind.
Yeah, you become,
and it's a way to be happier.
Yeah. Oh, like you go on Delulu, like you're escaping to a fantasy land.
Yeah, like the kind Delulu. Of thing is like Delulu is the Sululu.
I'm gonna guess solution.
Yeah,
no,
you're onto it now. You've cracked the code.
Yeah.
So literally, okay.
Yeah.
Picture this. I'm at I'm at
tailgating.
I'm at no.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. and someone from her team is going to walk past, see me and my friends
love
dancing,
it. Yeah.
and go, hey, not only should you, just, should you come inside, but you should just come on tour with us.
Yeah.
You are that talented.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got some Delulu. I love it. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It'll even be like, oh my gosh, the cute guy walked past and like blinked, but we're married now.
Yeah, gotcha.
He's in love with me.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and it's just, I honestly feel like Gen Z has gotten a lot happier. the exponential curve.
From Delulu.
Happiness.
False world they're in,
Yeah.
That's good.
I actually want to do a whole episode on Delulu.
That's good.
I want to do a whole episode on being delusional.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Wait, do you have another one? Because I have one for you from my time.
No, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah, go hit me.
Maybe you know this. I'm just thinking of ones from my time.
Yeah.
Did you know? And now I'll use that for another episode, but keep up my sleep. Do you know what ROFL is?
Ruffle.
Yeah, is that still a thing?
Roll on floor laughing.
Okay, you know that? Roll is on that used still?
No. Maybe when I was seven. I remember my sister saying it to me once.
All right, so it's kind of my era.
Yeah.
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 Ruffle. I never used it, but
Did you know what LOL stands for?
Lots of love.
Don't make me say it.
Why would you make me say it? How dare you?
Of course I know what ruffle means.
Oh, okay, so it was really obvious.
Yeah.
So that's still one that, okay, let me, all right, just for that, because I got a bit of an ego. I'm coming back.
I think that people like recently might have like started being like.
Using it ironically.
Yeah, just like really ironically,
Getting in the Delulu.
Yeah.
Ruffling.
Yeah.
As we wrap up, I just want to give a big thanks to helping us out in the studio today, Rebecca Scott.
Yeah, please.
If you're on video, you might have watched the microphone go up and down and up and down. And that's because the mic stand, we had a very stressful pre-production time
Thank
and we
you
couldn't
for bringing
get it right. So Beck has literally just been sitting there holding the microphone. And like as anyone watching on video would know, not sitting perfectly because the mic has gone up and down. I did warn her it's going to be a lot of work on her arms, but you've done a great job. So thank you, Beck.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you for listening.
Yes.
We're so glad you're tuning in to SYD Life. Make sure you subscribe on whichever platform you are viewing this.
Mm-hmm.
Share it with your friends. We really want to hear from you. We want to provide something for the people of Sydney that's going to help you. And so whatever we can do, if it's a question, if it's an area or a topic, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
We're so grateful that you are watching and or listening.
Yes. DM us. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.
God bless you.
SYD Life is a podcast produced by C3SYD. Find us on our website at c3syd.church. And for more clips and content, follow SYD Life on Instagram and TikTok at syd.life_.